What's up, everyone? You're listening to Excel Podcasts, the perfect career exploration podcast for any student out there. Don't forget to like, follow, and stay active on all our platforms, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts, where you can also leave us a review. Now, I gotta say, I'm pretty pumped about this episode. Today, we're gonna dive into all things social media, mental health, and really how to build and grow an audience. Especially during this time, when we don't have the chance to meet in person and connect with real social interactions, it becomes so much more important to learn how to adapt in the digital world and continue to network and provide value to your audience. And today we have here Christian Hall, a mental health advocate who's generated close to 12,000 followers and growing as his audience through social media, blogging, and a ton of inspiring content. So Christian, before we talk more about your content and the community you've created, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and especially why you decided to create such a growing social media community in the first place?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I have created my platform at Mental Health Blogger to raise awareness to mental health in the mental health community. I think mental health awareness is so important, especially during this time as we are in a pandemic. In times like no other. So I think it's so important that we put focus on how we are feeling right now. You know, as I said, these are challenging times. And how we are feeling right now matters. I think mental health should be put more in the forefront of conversations and ensuring that, you know, we are letting people know that are going through challenging times with their mental health, that they're not alone. And there are resources and support that are out there. So I have started my platform to touch others in the mental health community and those who are having hard times and also spread some positivity and light to mental health issues and so much more related to mental health.
Yeah, no, I think I completely agree. You're really taking this chance. I'm sure this was something you thought of before the pandemic, but it really goes to show how you're taking the chance to bring value to anyone who's in need, and especially mental health. It's so important. It helps individuals for everything, especially careers. And it's so important to have that proper mindset and proper focus so you can really achieve anything you want related to aspects in careers and really anything that you have a passion in. So I think to really dive deep to understand more about your community and your social media page, I'm curious, how did you really grow from such a small social media blogging page to then being a mental health honoree of The Conversationalist and also a brand ambassador?
So when I started my platform, you know, my main focus was to focus, you know, primarily on mental health issues and, you know, informing people about mental health, getting people educated on mental health. And it kind of evolved into a personal platform where I'm sharing my mental health journey with my audience and, you know, just sharing, you know, things that I have gone through personally with others in the mental health community, you know, which I feel is, you know, plays a vital role in breaking some of the mental health stigmas that are out there. So, you know, my page kind of evolved into, you know, a personal page. You know, I have promoted other businesses. You know, these are rough times. You know, I've promoted other businesses and have, you know, shared companies that, you know, I believe align, you know, with, you know, my values. You know, I have, you know, partnered with different companies that promote health and wellness.
I think I completely agree, especially during this time. It's important to be able to give a helping hand, give back to society. And you mentioned like your personal touch, and I think that's so important today. I think really being true to yourself, not trying to be someone fake, but being genuine instead. I think that's something we've learned in all our past interviews as well, and really goes to show how that if you add that personal touch, you be true to yourself, you can achieve a lot more than you really think you might when you're just trying to do something fake and unoriginal.
Right.
And especially because we are a career exploration podcast. I think we personally are always trying to find ways to like kind of connect and apply different techniques, not only for careers, but also self-growth. I think that's something that relates to mental health a lot. And in your opinion, I'm curious, how would you recommend individuals today, students, really anyone today, apply mental health to excel towards their careers and really achieve any goal they have in mind?
So I have spoken with so many different people that have, you know, that are, you know, on a career path to, you know, become a counselor, you know, a mental health professional, just based off of their experience, has really, you know, inspired them to, get involved in the career sense, you know, of getting, you know, becoming a professional for mental health. And I have connected with so many different people that have told me, that their experience has inspired them to want to become a professional, to further help people, in mental health struggles, and support them. So I encourage, you know, those, you know, who have struggled with mental health, you know, to just find their focus, you know, in what they want to achieve career wise, you know, find your focus on what you want to, you know, do and what you want to achieve with that focus. You know, I feel like for me, you know, finding my focus, was finding something, you know, that was important to me. Mental health is very important to me based upon, you know, my experience with my mental health journey, which has inspired me, in related to career aspirations.
Yeah, I think it's super important about how individuals should have that really focus, with their mindset, having that positivity, to excel in, whether it's STEM, whether it's business, whether it's the medical field, whether it's creating your own content, anything really. Having that focus, I think, is super important. Not trying to veer off into any unnecessary pathways or really unnecessary times that will just hurt you. You want to have that positivity and you want to have that influence that will help you grow. And I mean, going back to what you've done with mental health, I mean, across social media, you've generated close to 12,000 followers and growing on Instagram. And it seems that you've just kind of created a community to highlight your voice, spread positivity, as you mentioned, so important during this pandemic as well. And I think really for me personally, I'm curious, what are some of your tips on growing a digital community? So I think individuals such as yourself can voice their opinion in society today, because I think, especially going back to really excelling in careers and excelling towards your goals, it can really help to really strengthen your voice and also work on other skills such as public speaking and networking. So really curious on what your input is on this topic.
My biggest tip for those who want to know how they can grow their social media platform, my number one tip is to be yourself. Be true. With my platform, the biggest component in growing my platform was being myself, sharing content that was real and also relatable to other people's struggle relating to mental health. So be yourself, be your unique self when you are posting on your platform. You know, so that those are kind of like my big tips, you know, to growing a social media platform. You know, being myself and being real and also sharing my personal experience, you know, contributed to my community growing as it is now.
Okay. So you would really say that it's important to really find what makes you different and kind of spread that to whatever audience you're trying to reach?
Yes.
Okay. I see. And I mean, I think that's definitely paid off for you. I mean, 12,000 followers, that's, for some people it might be easy, but still it's shown that you're growing an audience, you're providing true value, which I think especially is important, alongside really the money or the fame that may come with it. And I mean, alongside your social media community, you're a regular blogger, you advocate for mental health, obviously. And I think you have so much experience in it. I'm curious to know also, what are some of your best strategies for content creation and bringing true value to an audience? Because I think with this community you're creating and this audience you're really helping out, I'm sure there's like really a bunch of different strategies you've used to really change up content in hopes to really provide a new piece of value every time.
So my biggest content strategy for me, I personally sit down and find that time during the day to sit down and write out ideas. Or, you know, during the day, an idea may come to me and I may write it down. And I just write down my thoughts. And I turn that, I turn my thoughts into a post. You know, I do a lot of journaling. I do a lot of writing and I take notes. With how I kind of change my content on my social media, I just kind of just change the feel from time to time. You know, sometimes I will talk about, you know, how loving yourself is important. And then on another day, I may talk about mental health and, you know, why it's so important and also provide some information on it. So, you know, it depends from day to day on what type of content I will share. But a lot of my content stays on self-confidence, mental health. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I definitely can relate. I think those skills you mentioned at the end are really qualities, like self-confidence, like loving yourself, being true to yourself. I think that's something that relates to anything you do, whether it's careers, whether it's trying to find that perfect balance between mental health. So it's definitely paid off for you, and I'm sure for whoever's listening to this, really trying to take advantage of doing that will help them to succeed as well. And as we begin to wrap up, we're going to jump into a new segment. We're going to jump into the rapid fire now. The rapid fire, we're going to do 5 back-to-back questions where we're going to cover some more information and advice. It's a rapid fire, so it's pretty simple. I think it's pretty common segment, but we're gonna get to know a little bit more about your social media community, and just your advice in general on mental health and how students can really learn from it to excel towards their careers. So we're gonna get started. So the first question is, what's your favorite or best social media digital platform today?
Instagram is my favorite social media platform.
What do you believe is the one thing that helps online content creation stand out?
What makes content creation stand out, as I said before, is a personal connection.
Where do you believe mental health advocacy is needed the most?
I think mental health advocacy is needed a lot in communities of poverty, and also communities that do not have access to mental health resources.
Your number one mental health tip?
My number one mental health tip is to do self-check-ins. Self-check-ins are very, very important. Taking that time to check in on yourself is important.
How would you recommend students and honestly, really any individual today make an impact?
I would recommend students and any individual that, you know, wants to make an impact to really just find, you know, what they love to do and what touches them, you know, because for me, mental health is something that I am passionate about. So I'm trying to make change for mental health because it's so important to me. So, yeah.
Got it. And that concludes the rapid fire. You covered a little bit more about your social media likings, really what helps online content creation stand out, and also how to make an impact. I think giving back to society is so important today. So you definitely gave a lot of advice on that. And wrapping up, I just wanted to ask one last question.
And I think because you've created such a big social media community and such a big audience, I'm sure you've been able to really network and connect with a whole bunch of different individuals, organizations, communities as well, like such as The Conversationalist. So I'm curious to know what is really your biggest tip on networking and really getting that chance to get in front of an individual you've always wanted to meet, or get in front of that organization you're really trying to get attention of, because especially with careers, it's so important that you can get in touch with those career professionals, you can get that advice, you can just have those conversations. And I think a lot of what you do relates to that, just in a different manner. So curious to know what your tips are on really networking and connection.
My number one tip is to put yourself out there. You know, to those that have people, you know, that they look up to, I encourage people to, you know, put themselves out there, and also interact with other people. Networking is important. You know, that's what social media is, networking, making connections with other, users. So, you know, the best way to network is to, you know, put yourself out there, talk with, different people, and just have conversations, you know, interact with people, you know, reach out to people. So, you know, my number one tip is to really put yourself out there.
Yeah. I think it's really important to just take that first step, really take that action, regardless of what you may think that other people think of yourself. Just don't worry about that. Take that action to reach out, really be open to learning anything, be open to learning about new perspectives. And I think that's a really good inspirational piece of advice you've given us. And just again, thank you so much for coming on XL Podcast to talk with me. I learned so much about mental health, social media, like also just building a community and learning to provide true value to an audience. And I'm sure our student audience is going to be able to experience the same effect. So thank you again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. And again, a huge thank you to everyone out there listening. Don't forget to subscribe, follow us on all our platforms, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. You can leave us a review as well on Apple Podcasts. That'll be greatly appreciated. Just, yeah, message us for any feedback or careers you'd like to hear about through Instagram. And like our guest speaker here today said, just continue to stay positive, take that action, and really be aware of your mental health. I think it's so important that you really understand where your mindset is at, because if you're in the right place, you'll be able to achieve your goals. You'll be able to work closer towards getting that career you've always desired. And yeah, just continue to stay active on this journey of learning with us. We'll catch you next time.